This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, so the overnight market, you know, we saw a lower trade and then actually kind of turned it around a little bit this morning. Saw corn up a little bit going into the, pause in trade, if you will. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with some of the maps this morning came out a little drier bias, especially the farther west that you go. You know, and so it's pretty tough to tell how we're going to finish the week, but no doubt we're trading forecasts at this point. We know about everything we need to know on the demand front. Obviously, we've got some outside weather influences as well, or outside market influences as well, whether you're talking about, you know, the Black Sea region, first of all, you know, and second of all, looking at what's going on in Iran. I mean, this morning, you see crude oil's back up $2.50. I mean, you know, the thing that was concerning yesterday, of course, we gave back some of the gains from Wednesday. But I've been trying to remind people it's unlikely it would have taken corn up 8 or 9 cents if wheat wouldn't have been up.
As you reference with the weather forecast, a little bit drier expectation. What about the temperatures, Matt? Are we still looking for somewhat of a cool down to?
Yeah, I mean, most of your forecasts are trying to move that dome to the west, you know, and so if that happens, then you can back off on temperatures.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
No one knows your fields better than you, but it's hard to be everywhere at once. Sky Scout from Landis Cooperative helps you keep an eye on every acre throughout the growing season. Using aerial imagery and expert analysis, Sky Scout can help identify crop stress, stand concerns, nutrient issues, and other potential challenges before they become bigger problems. The result? More informed decisions and greater confidence in every pass across the field. Because the earlier you know, the more options you have. Talk with your Landis representative or call 515-817-2100 to learn more about Sky Scout today.
September corn down a quarter cent at 441 and a quarter. August soybeans up 3.5 at 1198 and a half. August soybean meal down 250 at 32040. August soybean oil up $1.84 at 74.27. Chicago wheat up 2 cents at 676 and three quarters. Minneapolis wheat up 3 cents at 688. Kansas City hard red wheat up 7 1/4 at 723 and three quarters. September oats down 3.5 at 342. On the Merck, August live cattle down 8 cents at 227. August feeder cattle up 65 cents at 347.25. August lean hogs up 43 cents at 170. Class 3 milk up 14 cents at 1776. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.